The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because Don owns the station, we pay the radio rent, and he says I can keep going. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome back, to the David Spoon Experience, and we got a show for you today, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. Did you know I was a doctor? They said, you're a doctor. Ding! Then I became a doctor. It's Dr. David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. I just feel that's a lot of them. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here. And you got to have an answer to this one because this is a terrific question. Get ready. Here's your question. Here it is. What is your favorite verse / verses in the book of Proverbs? Oh, I hear people right now going, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 18, 21. I can just see it all over the place. Proverbs 10, 12. Everybody, Proverbs 10, 22. It's just dropping everywhere. What are your favorite verses in the book of Proverbs? Wow. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call that number, what number, Dave? 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. How's the day going so far?
It's going well so far. How's your day going?
Not too bad. Just one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. You know, that kind of thing.
Just say that the rest of the show.
I can just, over and over again. Just keep doing that all day long. Here it is in a nutshell. If you want to reach out to us, you know you can do that by phone, 972-445-0770. Hey, we would like to hear what your favorite verses are in Proverbs. You know, that's kind of a cool thing. Then tell me what the verse says. You know, that's cool. People get blessed by that, just in case you don't know. And not everybody has the same favorite verses. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, some of them are on the wall, and some of them are on the wall of your heart. That's good. That's a good thing. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Definitely a non-professional voice coming up now. remnant of some other institutions that have lost their way.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, by the way, you can reach out to us by sending an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease, all one phrase, all one word, from John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease. david@hemustincrease.org. We just want to make sure you know that that's available. So what's all that available for? We tell you on a regular basis because it's exceedingly important. I really would like you guys to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1, you would find out that Paul says that even though he doesn't speak with eloquence or wisdom, he still shares the testimony of God. That's one of the things that these contacts are for, so you can share the testimony of God. Do you have to speak well? No, Paul just said, I don't speak eloquently. And he doesn't speak with a lot of wisdom. He just shares it and trusts the Lord will anoint it, and that's the end of it. That's what you do. If the Lord has blessed you gracelets-wise, if the Lord has blessed you by opening up the Red Sea, if the Lord has blessed you in any of that capacity, you want to acknowledge that. Give the Lord the glory, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks and praise. And so we appreciate all the greatness that God has done in our lives. Just consider this. If God had not done so many great things in your life, you wouldn't even be listening to this show right now. I'm just saying. So the bottom line is God gives you continual grace and mercy. Share what the Lord has done. Gracelet, big, doesn't matter, large, small, all things are important to acknowledge the Lord in. It helps you to reinforce it in your life. It blesses others, and it honors God. Perhaps you've got a prayer request. We got many people that have prayer requests. We were praying yesterday. We've been praying for many people who are a part of our family. It's a radio family. It's kind of a nice way to say it. It's a fellowship. It's not a church. We don't baptize. We don't do communion. But we do have a great deal of fellowship. And the bottom line is, if you want to, you can participate and have people praying with you and join in your struggle as you're going through it. Paul said in Romans 15:30, join me in my struggle by praying for me. And that's a great way to join a struggle. You can't always give to causes, but you can pray. And that's a great way to be a definite vessel, vehicle, blessing, partner, co-worker in the kingdom of God. Isn't that just cool? I mean, just think about how cool that is. I just think stuff like that's cool. So anyway, you can do that. It could be something the Lord's shown you, something that the Lord has shared with you. You're just trying to work through it, going through that process. Very brief update on the move process for us. It's moving along. The move is moving. And I did a lot of box movement yesterday. You might hear me moo a couple of times because the bones are a little sore than I would like them to be. So moo. It's going well. Just keep praying for grace and for mercy for our move. That's all. That's what we're asking, okay? All right, great. All right, now, this portion I'm going to teach on, I want to point this out, is phenomenal, okay? Because I've only heard this taught in 45 years of being a Christian. I've heard it taught once, and it was many, many moons ago. So I want to get into it because I've really never had a chance to talk about this. It's one of those weird things where you see this experience, and you need to understand that this is something that happens to you and I, but we don't tag it that way. We're picking it up in Matthew, and we're in chapter 17, and we're at verse 14. And I'm going to take a little liberty and just deal with it. Just be okay. Dave's going on one of his little rants. It's cool. And whatever you can get from it that will help you grow in the Lord, phenomenal. And if it doesn't, then don't worry about it, right? That's how you operate it. You're responsible for what you take in mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and otherwise. You're an adult. Make your decisions. Here it goes. Matthew chapter 17, picking up with verse 14. Remember, they just finished in verse 13 talking about John the Baptist being the one who was the forerunner of Jesus Christ, came in the ministry and power of Elijah to fulfill the end of Malachi. People are like, no. It's like, yes, yes, yes. That's what Jesus said. So when you say it's got to be literal to the exact person, you're telling Jesus he's wrong. Please stop doing that. Verse 14 says this, when they arrived at the foot of the mountain, a huge crowd was waiting for them, and then a man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, because he has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. Now, before we get into the process with the man who comes and pleads with the son, with the Lord for his son, I want you to pick up something that I think is worth noting. Now, I am particular about these things, and so I go off on these tangents, and you have to put up with me because the Lord says you have to love me. So Matthew 17, 14 starts this next engagement. Peter, James, John, and Jesus are coming down from the mountain. Now, I'm just going to stop you right there. Listen to what I'm trying to say. This is very practical Christian advice. Coming down from the mountain. It is worth noting that after most mountaintop moments end, there is a coming down from the mountain. Now, by that, I mean this. One comes down from the mountaintop. That means we step back into lower ground. So don't be surprised after an incredible worship time, a phenomenal holiday, an incredible engagement between you and the Lord where you think, wow, that prayer, if I could pray like that all the time and have the Lord be his presence be in the room like that all the time, I wouldn't move anywhere, anytime, anything. I'd just stay right there. Or anytime you've come back from a conference, a specialized conference, especially ones that are really done well, encouraging you, strengthening you, it can be a phenomenal church service. You came out of that church service and you're just like, wow, that was a life changer. That's just altered me completely, right? What you need to understand is this is not a weird or unique element. Don't be surprised after these phenomenal worship moments or holidays, specialized conference, that you're feeling a little bit less than you did just a little while ago because you're no longer on the top of the mountain. It's normal. And it could be right after a special moment with the Lord. I have counseled, encouraged, taught, shared with, and been shared with a multitude of people who have had phenomenal engagements with God, a service that just changed their life. They are sitting on the spiritual high of the moment. And then, just like the honeymoon period, it kind of deflates a little, and then they come back down. So I've seen those people, same people go, what happened? I want to stay in that all the time. Well, you will when you hear, da-da-da, and we're with forever with the Lord. But sometimes while we're going through things and engaging and drawing closer to the Lord, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but we have these moments where it seems like heaven breaks into earth, shatters whatever it is that's supposed to be, and just that's the manifestation, by the way, of a miracle. Is a miracle is God breaching the laws of nature or man or the system or sin and saying, my kingdom, my laws, right here. And it changes everything. Well, when that happens, it's just euphoric. But there are times where after that happens, you're like, I want that all the time. I got a quick message for you. Me too. I want to be up on that mountain all the time. I want Jesus to stay up in the mountain. I want to be up on the mountain. I want the cloud to come down. I want him to teach me. I want him to tell me. I don't want to go anywhere. I kind of want to be like Mary who's sitting at the feet of Jesus. I just want to do it on the mountaintop in the presence of God. Wow, there's some unbelievable things happening. Look, it's Moses. Look, it's Elijah. It's phenomenal. So guess what? You still have to come down. You still have to get down the mountain. And here's something you've got to know, and I've got to know, and everybody will tell you this. Any person in the world who is honest will tell you, hey, when you're going down the mountain, you use a little bit different set of muscles than you did going up the mountain. But you know what? They have to be exercised too. You got to use all the muscles. And the reason that I'm saying that is don't be discouraged or don't be upset or don't pout because it's not that same euphoric whatever. That's great. That's phenomenal. What's phenomenal is that you had a little bit of heaven breaching in into your earth. You experienced it and you were like, that's what I want. And if you want to know what the answer is to that, it is more of God. More of the presence of the Lord. What does it say? In thy presence is the fullness of joy. When you're in the presence of the Lord, the joy just rushes through your system. And the joy of the Lord with the grace of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord, and you just want to stay there. Hey, that's where we're going, only it's going to be even better. So sometimes when you come down the mountain, it's okay if you feel a little bit like, well, that was fun, I want to do that again. That's a great testimony that you're a child of the Most High God. In fact, instead of being discouraged, you ought to mark that down on some Word doc or on some piece of paper. I don't care if you take a crayon and a paper plate and write it down and say, that was, your experience was awesome. Can't wait to hang out that way again. Because that is our hope. Not doing all this so we can say, see what a great life I lived. I'm not doing this for that. I'm doing this so I can hang out with the Lord. I want to dance on streets of gold as long as he's walking on the streets of gold. I want him dancing with me. I want to hang out. Right? That's what it is. That's the mindset. So I'm only saying that because I know it does happen, and there's many cool things. There's so many great services. Sometimes people will even pick something up on the radio, and it's just like, wow, what's this phenomenal? That doesn't always happen when you listen to radio. It doesn't always happen when you go to church. It doesn't always happen when you go to a conference. It doesn't always happen when you worship. But when it does, enjoy it. It's a taste of that which is to come. The kingdom of God in glory. Only when it does come, it's going to be phenomenally better. Now, I just had to share that with you. I had to kind of get that out of my system, so... Coming down the mountain, it does happen to all of us, okay? All right, take a deep breath. Here's your first trivia question. All of these are in regards to the book of Revelation. Ooh. This first reference is Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. How many living creatures are around the throne? In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 6, is it 4, 12, 24, or 40? How many living creatures, also in the King James, I think known as beasts, how many living creatures will be around the throne? Is it 4, 12, 24, or 40? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. What am I going to do that for? My new book is up there. My new book is up there. So you can get it in audio, you can get it in ebook, and you get it in print. We hardly make anything. I'm sure we won't recover the money, so don't get all excited. I'm just telling you what's going on it. We just love it. We hope it's a blessing for you. If you read one paragraph and it helps and encourages you, well then, amen ski. That's my way of saying amen. Amen ski. If you just get a little bit of a nugget, great. Then it's worth it. Totally worth it. Get it? All right. So we got that going. Also on the website, a place to give. How important is that? Well, the outgo is high. The income is low. That's all you got to know. That's pretty important right there, isn't it? Please, if you can give, that would be awesome. In the meantime... There are many other things on the website that are designed to be encouraging and strengthening you in your faith. Check all of it out. By the way, our scripture today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, forgiving. For I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. Giving is something that pleases the Lord. If you can't do it with us, that's cool. You've got to still be a giver because that's important before the Lord. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That is the expression I'm going to use when we finish moving. just that right there. When I can faithfully say I don't have to say the word boxes, cartons, tubs, furniture, and I'm not going to tell you this. You guys know that Noel's like totally into artsies and like all that stuff like that. You can't even in your mind imagine how many artsies things there are in our home.
Just say that. That's the best way to say it.
That always happens, doesn't it, when you're packing to move? You're like, and I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Why do I have all this stuff?
I remember this. I thought this was from decades ago. Anyway, so just to make sure you got that. All right, so we do, the trivia question I want to ask again. It's not a difficult trivia question. If you called in and got disconnected, you can call back. That's fine. Here it is. How many living creatures, also known in the King James, and the New King James says living creatures. The King James says beasts, I'm pretty sure. And there's a couple other cool references, and that's because people are like, I think it's this. How many living creatures are around the throne? Is it 4, 12, 24, or 40? Your reference point. This is your big key for everything. Revelation chapter 4. Verse 6. Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. If you think you know, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. If you think I talk a lot without taking a breath, you should talk to my daughter. You'd find out what that really is. She could talk for like 15 minutes. There might be a breath in there. But she is amazing. That's what's cool. All right, let's go back to the story now, and then we'll do the trivia. I'll have the ping pong ball toss my way if I forget. But I want to go back to this story. We're at verse 14. Here's what happens. When they arrive at the foot of the mountain, we just talked about that, a huge crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son because he has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water." Now, I've got to take advantage of this because this is one of those early teachings I had as a Christian that has served me well. The man who's desperate for his son to be healed approaches Jesus. Okay? He appears to have either desperation, irritation, or something in his speech. There's some kind of, you know, some kind of chutzpah thing going on here. He knows his son is suffering. He's certainly not happy. The kid's having seizures. The child is falling in the water and in the fire. And I want to say something about that because this is a big clue for you and I in spiritual warfare. You think, what? The father thinks the kid is having seizures. The son is suffering. He's going into the water and to the fire. These are two extremes. This can be, let me say the word can be a clue as to the origin of the seizures. You're thinking, what? Now you find out that the guy brings them to the disciples and they couldn't cast a spirit out, right? So people bring their struggles to the church often, but sometimes that is insufficient. That does not make the church bad. It's just that Jesus is the answer, always. One superstar and the church ain't it. So let's just understand something, though. Jesus discerned it was a spirit. What takes place is the Father is saying, oh, he falls into the water, goes in the water, and goes into the fire. The disciples couldn't do anything. Now, next week, we'll pick up on Jesus' response, Jesus' own frustration. We'll get to that in a second, or in next week. But in the meantime, fire and water are what? They're the opposite. They're extremes. And I've got to tell you, you've got to be careful, because when people are engaging, you watch, or you at least be aware that when people go to the extremes, you have to be aware that that is an often tactic for Satan. One of his signatures. He goes to the extreme. That's why heretics are a problem. They take one verse, one idea to the extreme. It's not that there's no truth in it. It's that it's polluted truth, because with the truth is lie, or with the truth is distortion. And people distort truth. So don't think, well, it can't be distorted. Of course it can be distorted. People can be distorted. That's the whole element. But here's where we need to focus. Sometimes when it's spiritual warfare, there are tells. You know what a tell is? When you're doing some kind of poker playing, people have tells. They kind of show what they're doing underneath by some other action. Well, that happens all over the place. And when Jesus heard that it was to the fire and to the water, discernment for the spirit was easy to identify. And then Jesus takes care of business, which we'll talk about next week. In the meantime, I do want to answer the trivia question because we don't want to forget that. So how many living creatures will be around the throne according to Revelation chapter 4, verse 6? Is it 4, 12, 24, or 40? And the answer is 4. 4. But remember what we're talking about because the next trivia question is deeply connected to that one. Okay? All right, if you are in San Diego or if you're in Denver or if you're in Detroit, you can go to hemusincrease.org and listen to the show by hitting listen live. If you are on the station app or the ministry app or if you're just listening on the radio, just relax, take a deep breath. We'll be back in just a moment.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.